Wilkie, the Wilkie Outlaws have claimed the title of provincial champions after defeating the Kyle Elks in Game 2 of the best-of-three series during a home game March 29. Throughout most of the Sask West Hockey League season, the Outlaws seemed to be untouchable. With win after win, it looked like the team would go undefeated. It wasn't until mid-March during a game against the Kindersley Senior Clippers that the Outlaws were unable to secure the win. Even though the score was close, it gave the Outlaws the fire they needed to make a comeback during the next two games. The Kindersley Senior Clippers kept the score just out of reach for the final two games of the best-of-five series, which crowned them the SWHL League champions. Even without the league win, four players from the Outlaws were among the league's top 5 points leaders. Rory Gregoire took fifth place with 32 points, led by Rick C. with 33 points. Brett Boehm claimed second place with 39 points and Brock Harrison collected 49 points in the season. The team also dominated with the SWHL awards this year. Brock Harrison was awarded the league MVP award and Derek Keller was named top defenseman. This was Keller's ninth consecutive year winning the title. The Bill C. Hardest Working Local Memorial Award went to Rick C., who was described by his teammates as an absolute integral part of our team, and by far the hardest working player we have ever seen. So much so that he annoys the opposition. He also coaches minor hockey and is the president of the Minor Hockey Association. Although they lost out as league champions, they still had to fight for their spot in the C Division provincial playoffs. It was here the team shone. The Outlaws went undefeated against Porcupine Plain, Bigger, Deansmore, and Kyle. In all their rounds of provincial playoffs, it took the team only two games to prove they were fighting for the provincial title and were going the distance to bring the banner home. The Outlaws have been playing hockey at the senior level since 1915 and are celebrating their 109th year as a team. One fan online said, "That is one record, along with the many league and provincial titles they have won, that can't be broken." However, the Outlaws were not the only winners in the area. After losing out in the SWHL semifinals to the Outlaws, the Macklin Mohawks were still in the running for the D Division Provincials. Game 1 was in Macklin, where the hometown crowd gave the team the drive they needed to win. For Game 2, they traveled to Redvers and with one win under their sticks, the team was eager to bring home the banner. The Redvers Rockets had home advantage and was able to win the second game in overtime, winning 3-2. With the series tied and Game 3 to be played in Redvers again, the Mohawks came to play. For the first time in 15 years, the Macklin team has made it to the finals and they battled it out on the ice, winning 6-4 and bringing home their first D Division championship in team history.